Hello, 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 and welcome to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Tumbledryer. How the hell are you? I hope you're good. Everybody's had a great Belfast Pride weekend. It has just literally passed there, and it was an absolutely fantastic weekend. It was so good to see so many people. Everybody was looking amazingly fantastic. All the queens, all the girls, all the bitches, everybody in the crowd. It was the biggest one yet. It was the biggest parade in Belfast yet. The biggest, obviously, gay primary, in case anybody says 12th banger. But it was an absolutely fantastic day, and one of my favourite parts of the whole thing is when we come up to City Hall and you get to see the preachers standing there looking like, I don't know, like they're all like inbred. They're all like, it's a sin to wear two fabrics. I'm like, well, sir, you're wearing a pair of fucking jeans with a cotton top. You look like a dick. You're wearing those trousers with those shoes. You know, these different. I'm like, what fucking hypocrites? And of course, it's always the ones that have to scream the loudest have always got something to hide. Isn't that right? It's like, what about have you been doing with the kids? Or it's they're shouting, stay away from our kids. And it's like, well, how about just stay away from your own? That's my advice on the matter. But regardless of them, it's always great to pass them and to give it the fucking ditty. And of course, shout out to our fabulous DJ on our float for the Union Street in Kremlin, Eloise. She blasted out some of the bangers. It was pissing with the rain, so we got Rain on Me, It's Rain on Men, any rain-related songs. Oh my god, and I was just living my best life at the back of that there, so I was absolutely loving it. After that, of course, we were in Custom House Square doing a performance, myself and the lovely Union Street Girls. It was great. Crowd was amazing. I was just totally like, in my own world. And then, of course, today's episode is a collection of interviews that I did on Pride Day with some of the girlies. I was just going around with my little mobile phone and just doing a little bit of an interview, just so it's like Pride on the Road, let's call it that. Pride on the Road with myself and the ladies. So, without further ado, we are going to kick in to it. I'm basically just taking you through the day and who I met and where and why and how. So basically, parade finished and it was fantastic. Jumped off, and of course I'm dandering along the front of Malmö. We were heading to Malmö for a cocktail like we do every year. And I bumped into the lovely Anya Beck. So here she is.
Hello everybody, we're here on Pride Day. I'm joined by Anya Beck.
Hello everyone, happy Pride.
Are you enjoying the parade so far?
Oh, you know what, it is fantastic, Tony. I'm here enjoying myself with my Kylie Showgirl fantasy.
She does look like Kylie Showgirl. I look like Kylie's backup dancer with the bad legs. Thank you very much. Everyone's here with Paletta Stiletta. Hiya! Anya, are you looking forward to the rest of the day?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till tonight whenever my feet are like hooves and I clog my way home.
The hoof feeling, I cannot wait for. Thank you, Anya. We'll see you later. Bye!
Oh, there she was herself, Miss Anya Bex, the Kylie showgirl. And of course, here, she's not here in the background, there was Kylie Minogue even playing as well. How fitting is that? But what takes me to the foremost about that is Paletta. Hi, Paletta. All right. That's my girl. Definitely could agree with you more on those hoof feeling. I came home that night and my feet were like balls of fire. And of course, didn't we have to do it all again on Sunday? And that's just the life we lead. That's what happens when you dress up in women's clothes. You have to just go with the sore feet. Isn't that right, girls? Absolutely. So later on the day, then, we were in Malmaison having a little cocktail. So I caught up with some of the other fabulous ladies. I'd seen Sunny Darling, Rusty Hinges. Miss Paletta was sitting having herself a wee tea. She was like a granny after a wedding. I loved her. And there was, of course, Tiffany Von Tussle as well. And I've actually forgot who's on there. Well, let's find out anyway. Here's a little bit from the girls. This is in Malmaison. Let's have a listen to this. This is a gig.
Hi, Tiffany. All right, love. How you doing?
Hello, Roxy. How you well?
That's great. Thank you. How's great day,
Bane.
Have you had a nice day?
Fucking great. Pissing it down, but had a great time.
You were the last guest on the podcast. You ruined everything. How do you feel?
Great. I'm glad I did it. Thank you so
Speaking
much.
Of guests, here's my favourite guest beside you. Oh! Anybody but you.
It's Blue Hydrangea.
Oh, hello. Happy Pride.
How are you? What's it like not being you?
Oh my god. I'm having a great day. Well, I forgot I hate gay that. People until today. No, yeah, just kidding. There's lots of beautiful men.
There was.
I can't wait to get out of drag and get fingered.
Your husband stands behind you. And they're both getting
He's
bigger
excited
to the same
too.
Time. We're all excited.
He's on Grindr right now.
Fingered it. Right here, you heard it here first. You didn't see it here first. Speaking of sluts, hi, Sunny Darling.
Hello.
Hi, what's it all about you? How are you?
I'm Where's so well. I got it off Shein, a famous designer.
Shein,
£38.
Ooh, my, look at her going. And here, are you loving
it?
I'm loving the day. I can't wait to get fucked up.
Oh, she's going to be a drunkard. So on tequila and water, is it?
Lime cordial.
Lime cordial, are you? Hold on, I have to come in now. We've got this on the review quick. I'll sit down. This is my vocal one we're just doing. So tequila, lime and soda water. Oh my God, folks, would you ever drink that? You got rusty on that, haven't you?
Do you know what? We were in Balmoral and it was the breeze. And she was like, I've got a wee tip for yous. And then let us have it. And we were like, holy fuck.
Oh, so there you are. Breeze McDermott, Balmoral Hotel. Does the best tequila and lime and cordial and filth and dirt.
Well, she does it with like soda water. But now that when we have lime and water, it's just too much. We just think of it all the time.
You like a bit of soda? Yeah. Oh, fucking great. And what's your advice for Pride?
Get fucked up.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, well, thank you, Sonny. Thank you. Rosli, how you doing?
Hello.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
How's your day?
Oh, it's lovely. How was you?
I'm having a lovely day. Where are you at today? What are you doing?
I'm just going about the town, doing a bit of shopping.
You know how it is, a few bits and pieces being feminine. Ooh, show us your penis. Only joking. We might have to go on. So you can have one more than that.
Actually, can I get a wee tequila, soda water, and lime, please?
Somebody listening to this drinks order?
Yeah.
It's recording. Hello.
A lime or glass? Lime, glass, or bag?
Are you going to interview him?
What is it?
You're going to interview him.
What's it like being a sexy man at the thing? He's like, are you coming here?
I'll take a vodka Coke.
My fun, where?
Just
it.
Can I guess the colour of your underwear?
Yes, that's her blue glasses.
Yeah, that's her blue
glasses. How feminine.
It's
her
little blue ball.
A little blue ballock. You are probably, there is this recording my hands. I guess that's Blue's ball bag we're talking about.
Blue Adrian's just talking. What was the other one, sorry?
Is that everybody? Anybody else want a drink?
You guys were paying off.
Oh, yes, we're good. I've come there. I'm coming around to you, Dan. Say a couple of words, okay? Yeah. You're not on camera. Hiya, Paletti, alright, love?
No.
Great. And how's your Pride day going?
Oh, it's fantastic. I've had an absolute ball. It's been great seeing everybody and everything. Everyone looks gorgeous and I've just had the best Pride ever. 2024. Here we go.
It's like a wee wee granny meeting you and you're like, I tell you what, love, she's actually sitting here like a wee granny, if only you could see it on the podcast. And speaking of wee grannies, the granny of the wall, Misty.
I knew you were going to fucking make me up.
Speaking of grannies.
Hi, are you? Are you as well?
Are you good?
Are you lovely?
How's your day going?
My day is going absolutely fantastic. I have had a couple of these smokes. I've had a drink. I'm with the girls. We're with the OGs. And then we're going to have a lovely day. And just keep absolutely campus fun.
Gorgeous. It's Pride 24. Up a wab. Okay. And there you have it. It is drag queens in their natural habitat, anywhere with alcohol. God love that poor barman. He was a lovely barman from New Zealand. He is a Kiwi. And you can hear him in the background going, any more drinks, darlings? And as you can hear, probably in the background, they're all literally going, show us your knickers. And then, of course, Blue Hydrangea's little blue ball as well. Love our discussion. But, of course, yes, we enjoy it. Shout out to Malmaison for nice drinks, always every Pride. We always love to go have a couple of beverages before we head round to Custom House Square. So round in the square then, of course, we went backstage and I found some of the girlies again. And I decided to check in with them and see what was going on in Malmaison in the conversation. So I would love to, anybody, if you're listening, try and work out what was going on in the background. Some of the bits I can hear, I'm like, what the fuck was being discussed in that background? Oh my God. And I've also forgot to mention as well, as you know, I love I go all of the tangents and all over the place, because that's what I do. But on Pride Day, I had the absolute, not even pleasure, just made my day. My lovely niece, Lily, came down to my house and she got her wig on and her lovely makeup and she came round and dropped me off at the parade. And I didn't think she was going to get to see the parade because I had to nip home because her wee brother was waking up from his nap. And I turned my eyes to the right and God, who was there waiting at the side just before we took off? It was, of course, my niece, my sister, my mum. Oh my God. And she was like so happy. She was waving and I decided, you know what? She's coming onto the float. So we got her up onto Kremlin Union Street float and she was in the middle of it all with all the girls, and I can tell you what now, it literally made a very little 7-year-old girl very, very, very happy. She had an absolute ball of a day and it's so nice to see her come along and enjoying it, and any of the young ones, because fuck it, you know. Yeah,
I'm like, it's just a day. It's not anything. And people are like, this is terrible. This is our kids. It's indoctrination. It's always somebody that looks like the back end of a transit van or like a side of ham. You're like, I'm gonna listen to you. No problem. Just go back in there and go back into your fucking pigeon coop and keep tending to your fucking pigeons, creeper. Because as we know, it's always the ones that have the most to say have a lot to hide. I do love that saying. That's literally one of my favourites. Of course, going right across my square then, I bumped into the lovely lady herself, Chrissy Toxicity. She was up for Entertainer of the Year this year during the Pride Awards, but she's always our Entertainer anyway of the year. She's Entertainer of my life. Here's my little word with Chrissy. Let's see what she was going on about.
Here we are, backstage at Customer Square. We've just done our number. Chrissy Toxicity, what about you?
Oh, well, how are you, love?
Hello, and oh my God, you're Entertainer. No, sorry, that's a tough
one. Oh, you bastard. Yes, I lost to a choir. There we go.
And you are the best woman I love. How's your day going?
Right. You know what? I've had a few drinks. We've done our performance and everything. Everything's going great. Everyone looks fantastic, so I can't complain.
So, and tell us how much Bacardi and Coke was in that drum you had with you? 4 litres?
1.5 litres.
1.5. She's done very well, to be very on the game. I love her to bits, Chrissy.
What's your words for Pride?
Any words?
Happy Pride. Tip your bar staff.
And tip your drag queens as well, because we love it. See you soon. Bye. Love you, Chrissy.
Oh, there she is, the queen of the nose. She knows everything. It's Chrissy Toxicity. She was literally drinking one of those litre and a half. I call it like a drum, you know, like one of those fuel drums of Bacardi and Coke. And all day I kept saying to her, Bacardi and Coke, please move on. It's just her drink of choice. But that's what we love on Pride Day, to get stuck into a drink at 1 o'clock. I had a vodka and orange and a lovely little bottle. Quite a lot of vodka and orange, if I do say so. And lots of wavy ice. Pouch sips they're called, by Wavy Ice. Cocktails in a pouch. They're fucking amazing for on the go. There was a vodka and orange one. There was espresso martini. We had porn star martini, strawberry daiquiri, and a tropical punch. I had them all. They were all gone. It was great. Fucking gorgeous. Shout out, of course, to the fabulous Wavy Ice. They are doing amazing. And of course, we do lots of work for them every year, myself and the gorgeous girls. Shout out to Chrissy. She was, as we did here and there, she was the Entertainer of the Year nomination, along with a couple of other fabulous queens this year. And of course, shout out to our winners, Queer Choir. It's the gay choir. Shout out to them. They've done fantastic. And Chrissy, you were looking great on the day. You looked fantastic. You were a big unit, and I love you. Of course, big shout out to her lovely family of queens as well. We've got all of the girls. They're coming up later on in this episode, so stick around and have we listened to them. Of course, then we turn around and there she was. She was Jesus Lost, Jesus Found, as we said. Electra Lagunt. Miss Electra did have a whole lost and found situation, but it was all resolved in the end. So here's a little bit about Electra when we came across her.
We're back here in the entertainment girls area, just outside Julian's tent. I'm joined by Julian impersonator, Electra Lecunt.
Well,
how are you, love? You all right?
I actually just ran into Julian there. He's very lovely.
I could do a vox pop with Julian. I'm like,
he's wearing a lovely striped shirt.
Oh, he's a lovely man. How are you doing, Electra? Having a good day?
I'm having a lovely day. I lost the phone, but I found it again with Thoughts. It's now found. That's it. But my dignity's nowhere to be found.
Jesus lost, friend. Jesus found.
I know.
Absolutely. And here now they're bringing sort of y'all good, yes?
All happy. Good. I hear Anna Christian's coming out today.
Here's coming out well. We don't want to tempt the beast, for fuck's sake. Any words of brightness you would like to give out?
Yes, love your trans friends. Hug them with consent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Electra Lecunt, the one and only.
So there you have it. What was lost was finally found. Basically, the taxi driver had her phone and he had to come all the way down. What a fucking stressful day, especially on Pride, for God's sake. Electra, at least you've got it back, love. Oh, my nerves have been wrecked since. So we were backstage at Custom House and we had all just finished our numbers. So we're taking advantage of the beverages, and literally having a bit of a moment to ourselves. So, of course, that's where I spent my time catching up with lots of the fabulous girls backstage. And fabulous surprise guest is on the show as well today. So stick around and have a wee listen to that. But here I turned around and I bumped into the one and only Karma Violet. Here she is.
We're still backstage. We're still loving life. We're still having a drink. I hope you're enjoying this lovely on-scene episode. But now I am joined by Karma Violet.
Hi.
How the hell are you, Karma? You all right, love?
I am brilliant. My feet hurt. I am about 4 or 5 free drinks in, so the day is good.
He's
the day
living. Is, good. Is this your first Pride, Belfast Pride?
Yes, this is my first ever Belfast Pride.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it.
It is an uphill battle, isn't it?
Oh my God, we're not even halfway through.
And what time are you on tonight?
11 p.m.
Yes, honey, you better work all them hours.
I will be dead tomorrow.
You will be fine. You'll probably be a Sunday tomorrow night.
I'll be a powerful Sunday as well.
Have you any words of wisdom you'd like to give out for this pride or anything that's on your mind?
Ooh, always pack flats and always make your flats match your outfit, please and thank you.
Yes, I'm in a lovely flip-flop, as we know.
Yes, I was in my lovely disco slider.
Oh, I love a disco slider. Yeah. Oh, and they were going. I seen those getting made. They were fabulous. Yes. I was like, oh, they look really good. Oh, my God. Karma, thank you for your moment of time. You're a busy, drunken slut, and I love you.
Oh, love you too, Roxy.
And, of course, folks, don't forget, we're going to have a Karma episode, full episode coming, so you can hear all about her and how the fox is dressed like this. Don't worry. Love you, bitch.
And there you have it. It is the one and only Karma Violet. Come along on a Saturday night at Union Street and check her out with myself. She is always a regular guest and she'll always put on a fabulous show. She is one of Chrissy Toxicity's drag children that Chrissy has taken under her wing and her lovely nose to keep them dry from the rain. So, of course, you can stick around here a Karma Violet episode coming up very soon. Don't worry about that. We're going to take a short break in the show. We'll be back in just a second. Stick around. Hallo, dames en heren. Welcome back to the Landerdom podcast with me, Roxy Tumbledreyer. I come from... I actually don't know what that accent is, but I just was feeling it there for the second. I thought, to hell with it. Let's go with it. Welcome back to the Laundry Room podcast. Didn't even know what I was talking, who I was, what's going on. Welcome to the Laundry Room Podcast. It is the Pride episode where I am literally like the queer Martin Bashir, bopping around, getting the interviews with all of the girls backstage at Pride. But while I was backstage at Custom House Square, at Party in the Square, I thought I'd take advantage of seeing the fabulous Julian Simmons in his changing area before he was coming on to do his DJ set for everyone at Custom House Square. So I popped in and I had a little minute with Julian. So I'll tell you what, here is a wee word we had together. I absolutely loved it and hopefully he'll maybe come on as a guest on the Laundry Room Podcast. Fingers crossed. Here it is.
Hello, folks. We're back again in the Laundry Room Podcast today. I'm joined by a most legendary one.
Oh, legendary, my
legendary,
God.
They say. It's Julian Simmons.
Hello, how are you? And Julian, I have to say, you look absolutely magnificent.
You are gorgeous yourself. You look like the boy in the striped pajamas today.
Oh, fantastic. God almighty.
That's terrible. But Julian, how are you doing? Are you looking forward
to
DJing?
Looking forward to it, yes. And I'm glad. I think the clouds are really going away. I was worried at one stage it was going to be thundery rain.
There was a bit during the parade, but we were undercover, so we were loving
that. That's amazing.
I'm undercover anyway, dressed like this, for God's sake. And you're DJing tonight, is on the stage? Is this your first?
It's the first DJing myself. I've done it with Carolyn Stewart over the years.
Oh, Carolyn, I love her a bit.
But this is all set up, and I've picked all the music, and we've rehashed it the way we want to do it. And so, hopefully, it's going to be great.
Oh, fantastic. What time are you on at?
5 o'clock till 6:30.
Fantastic.
90 minute section.
90 minute section with all the bangers, as I said.
All the bangers.
Absolutely.
Real Ibiza bangers. And as you know, there's nothing like a good lot of banging in the early evening.
Especially on a day like this.
It clears your whole head.
It does indeed. It really clears you right out. And here, what about Coronation Street?
I have to say to
you. Are you still watching it?
No.
Oh, you're no, not as good after Vera.
Because I was forced to watch it when I worked there. And so the thing is, it's gone very off the deep end, I think. Mm. And some of the people you wouldn't be dying about. So I really don't see it now.
I see. Bring back Jack and Vera and Les Battersby.
And Annie Walker and Nina Sharples.
Now you're talking.
And Elsie Tanner.
Of course.
Because she knows how to deal with a mom.
She knew how to start murder. But here, Julian, thank you for having given a minute of your time for my lovely podcast.
Thank you for talking
to me.
Have
you any words you'd like to words of advice?
Happy Pride, everyone.
Absolutely.
And enjoy it to the full.
Absolutely. And get fingered while you're at it.
Absolutely.
Julian, thank you so much.
Hopefully later, you never know.
There you are, Julian. His advice is get fingered, and hopefully that night he did. If you've seen the DJ set, it was absolutely fabulous. The lovely giant beach balls on stage, and of course, up dancing as the backing dancer and side piece was the one and only Dick Von Dyke. I also got a chance to catch up with Dick Von Dyke backstage at Custom House Square as well. Dick was one of the fabulous on stage hosts of the show this year at Custom House, well, along with Trudy Scrumptious and DJ Gareth Woods. So here's a little word from Dick. We caught up. I love catching up with a bit of Dick.
Here backstage at Pride, the entertainment's going on, but I'm joined by one of the hosts on stage. It's Dick Von Dyke.
Yeah. Hello, Roxy. Are you well?
We're very good. How the hell are you, Dick? Are you all right?
I'm very well.
And Trudy Scrumptious here as well.
Happy Pride.
Nobody invited about her. I don't know why she's here. Call
the
police.
She likes to come along. Dick, are you having a good day?
I'm having a fabulous day. All the better for seeing you, man.
Any words you want to say for Pride?
Sup, Dick.
Absolutely. There you go. You heard from Dick Von Dyke. I'm out on the road here. It's a great Pride. You can probably hear the whole background. It's all go. It's all go.
Was all go indeed. I'd have turned after seeing the lovely Dyke, and I head over to the drinks tent, drinks cabin, whatever it was called, into the drinks area, and guess who I find? Oh, it's the lady herself.
We're here in the drinks tent.
Oh, hi. Of course.
The drinks
where else would I be?
Give up the drinks, man. Yes, bitch.
What's Trudy? Your name?
Adam, the drinks boy. Can I have a vodka and red bill as well?
Serving the drag queen's drink today.
Serving pussy, serving cunt. Hello.
The patron saint of alcohol.
Absolutely. How's your day going, my love?
It's been incredible. Like, I know it gets a bit cliche over the years to say the Belfast Pride gets bigger and better every year. This year was one of the ones where I went, the amount of people the whole way round the route, Royal Avenue, was absolutely shocking. Incredible. It gives me goosebumps every time I looked at it.
Oh, boozy bones. She hasn't shaved her arms, that's what it is.
Goosebumps.
You're wearing the most beautiful pair of sparkly crocs today.
I'm in my eccentric old lady era.
And of course, we will see, obviously, pretend podcast comes out, we've already seen what you'd wore. You were Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. So, really funny, Sarah Jessica Parker got the fabric printed, and years ago, my middle drag names were Trudy Sarah Jessica Parker and Marie Scrumptious.
Nothing too long or anything, yeah. You know, just nice and short and sexy.
The dress was originally worn by Sarah Jessica Parker in 2000.
That's right.
Which ended up being the first year of my Pride. So there was a lot of, like, serendipity to it.
Oh, very fitting.
That was lovely.
It fitting perfectly for you.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Very fitting. It was almost a bit too snug for me.
It's all an illusion, darling. I tell you what, it looked fucking gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. It was amazing.
Did you have a good day, too?
I've had a great day. And of course, I want to say to you, thank you on the podcast for putting together my lovely little outfit and helping me. Trudy Scrumptious is a wizard, Harry.
My sister Blister
made this lovely little green drapery, and I love it. I was too busy fighting with China for mine, and it's still not arrived yet.
You were wearing green, but everybody was green watching you.
I'm a green, my fucking sickness, I did it. Trudy, any words of advice you want to give out in Pride Day to everybody?
Listen, stay hydrated, buy in bulk, get the vodka to you. Thank you so much for everybody that cheers us on and supports us throughout the year. And remember, Pride every day, not just today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Trudy.
Bye.
There you have it, folks. That was Trudy just staying hydrated in between sets at Belfast Pride. I also bumped into the other host of the day, the lovely Gareth Woods from Q Radio and Kremlin DJ. We got him grabbing a little bit of something to eat in between, but here's a few words from Gareth as well.
And I'm also here with DJ Gareth Woods.
I'm eating a packet of crisps, sorry.
Don't worry, I thought you said something completely different. I don't know what my brain's working on. He's eating something. Chicken. I love a good bit of chicken.
Roast chicken.
How are you doing this Friday? Good?
I'm good. I'm almost pretty exhausted, but the day's only begun.
So. You've done none, you're about. You're hosting the square this year, is that right?
I am indeed. And I'm worried that I'm going to lose my voice, because I lose my voice every single year.
But you're a radio host, you know his score.
I know. Here at the bed, you look absolutely fabulous, as always.
Thank you very much. You're doing very well. You're looking great to yourself. Got the ankles out, as always.
Absolutely. And how many gigs have you got today?
Custom House at the Union Street, and that's me.
Lovely. Are you going on the sesh after?
I'm on the sesh as we speak. Good. Fantastic. Any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say for Pride?
Have fun, be proud.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gareth.
There we had it, DJ Gareth Woods backstage, just having a little moment to himself. But I always have to ask folks, what do you think? Is it tato, cheese and onion or roast chicken? What's the best one? What's your favourite? What's your favourite tato crisp? Some people don't even like tato. That's absolutely crazy. Also backstage, I bumped into what I like to call Love's Young Dream. It's our lovely drag couple, Miss Tasty and Scarlett Mugler, or as Stephen Nolan likes to call her, Scarlett Mugler. I bumped into Miss Tasty. And we had a few words here. We had a few words. It sounds really ominous. We had a few fabulous words. Here is, here's our little chat.
I'm also here with Miss Tasty.
Hello.
She's tasty. She's sweet. She's Miss Petite. How are you doing? I love you.
I'm very well. How are you?
Are you having a good Pride?
I'm having a fantastic Pride. Joined by you, gorgeous.
How has your Pride looked? You and your lovely partner, Miss Scarlett.
Very pink. Me and my gorgeous Scarlett husband.
She's anal pink.
Exactly.
She is as black as root, which I love.
Which is very true.
It is absolutely gorgeous. Have you had a good day?
It's
enjoying yourselves?
Beautiful day.
And what time are you on tonight in the Onion Bar?
I'm in Union Bar at 9:30 p.m.
It's a day of entertainment, and I love it. Have you any? What's your biggest ick?
My biggest ick in drag or in general?
In drag.
In drag is people.
Begaboots is our biggest ick, is that right?
Say no. Wigs without shoes, can't have.
Oh, wigs.
Or shoes. People taking their wigs off or shoes off.
Well, I'm wearing flip-flops.
Weird. Still wearing shoes.
They're still sexy. Oh, yeah. Like barefooted queens. Like in tights, which makes me look like
Fanny, Manu Vickers, and Barbie Fanny, and Mannequin Feet, and Mannequin Fanny. Oh my god, there you are, folks. You got a Mannequin Feet, Mannequin Fanny. Ooh, thank you, Miss Feasty. Happy Brandy.
Thank you.
Any words of advice you'd like to give out to the world?
Don't do it.
Exactly.
The favourite part for me there is that little laugh that I don't even know whether that was me. I think that was, of course, Tasty just giggling away and running off back to see ABBA, as you can hear them in the background, blasting. Then we had a moment with the lovely Scarlett as well. We got a little chat with Miss Scarlett Mouglier, who was wearing the most gorgeous black catsuit, and she was as tall as two Empire State Buildings. She's a big, gorgeous bitch. Here's a few words with Scarlett Mouglier.
I'm joined by stage with the most beautiful girl in town. It's Scarlett
Mouglier.
Scarlett Mouglier. How you doing, my lovely?
I'm doing absolutely gorgeous.
You are wearing Mouglier today.
I am wearing a lovely little Mouglier.
What is this skirting all of you?
Call me Sophia. It's gorgeous. Pretending I am rich when I am absolutely not.
Bitch, you're rich. I'm rich in my brain, as we all are. We're rich in our own world. Yes. I literally am like making eye contact with our Fanny right now. I'm that short with my little flip-flops.
My Fanny is fully on display, and it is fully encrusted with just a little bit of satin just all over me. Gorgeous, beautiful.
Sit on my satin, Sunny.
Oh, it's my satin too. Oh.
How's your bride day going? Are you enjoying yourself?
I am absolutely loving it. I'm glad that everything is so busy and everyone's having such a good time.
I know, this is the biggest one yet.
It's the biggest
parade yet. Like, we finished and the parade was just starting. How crazy is that?
I know. I'm just so happy that everyone's out celebrating who they are and just having such a fucking great time and just getting that absolutely amazing.
Getting absolutely amazing. I love that. That's a new word. Getting absolutely wankered. Getting absolutely amazing.
Trying to get a PG. Getting absolutely fucked.
Oh, you don't have to get a PG on the podcast. You shouldn't listen to my podcast. That's fucking not PG at all. And any words of advice or anything you'd like to say out into the world? Don't worry, folks. We will, of course, be getting a Scarlett only podcast coming up very soon. We're going to interview Scarlett of all how she started drag and everything up. But in the meantime, any words of wisdom you want to give to the world?
Just if you want to start drag, just fucking do it. If you want to go out and come out and do whatever, be yourself. Have a great time. Pride's the best time to do it, and you will have the best fucking time because there's so many people to celebrate you and what you are.
There you have it right there. It's Scarlett Mouglier. Oh, well, let's say it properly. Scarlett Mouglier. Thank you, darling. You're a star.
And there you have it, the one and only Miss Scarlett Mouglier. She was also giving some great advice as well. Literally, just get fucking on it. I also loved, basically, she said, I am encrusted in satin. If any encrusting sounded sexy, it was that. Usually I'm like, I'm encrusted in sores, I'm encrusted in scabs and scabies. But no, she's encrusted in satin. That just sounds really quite nice. So after I had a chat with Miss Mouglier, I of course done a beeline across the backstage area to catch the one and only Becca Boots. We were having a wee bit of a chat as well, so here's a little crack. Becca.
Hi, you guys. Hi, everybody. How are you? We're backstage here with Becca Boots, the one and only Boots featured chemist at the parade today. How the hell are you, Beyonce? You alright?
I'm all good. Love, how are you?
I'm smashing. I'm having a smashing day. I'm having a gig talking to everybody on the little Vox Pop podcast, we're calling it. On the road with a lady. Let's go with that. Fuck's sake. And it's been ages since we had you. Fuck's sake. Since we were going to have a good chat, we had a good bottle of something. Fuck's sake.
We were pissed, weren't we?
It was a good night, I must say. It's always been a good night. And tell us, fit you are like a bee. Well, it's already on Facebook, so if anyone wants to see it, go and look for it. Go and see Becca Boots online.
Little bumblebee.
A little bumblebee. Where do you keep your honey?
In my vagina.
There you are, honey. A very, very sticky pulse
right now. I think it's called a UTI, but sure, we'll say nothing.
A yachty. A yachty, master, singing lady. And are you enjoying your day?
I am loving today. It's actually my favourite pride since I've been doing drag, honestly.
Oh my god, since you wrecked a nightclub.
Yeah.
I love her. She always takes a joke on the team. Tell you what, no, you look.
That's why they're this state, you bitch.
But here, folks, I tell you what, we're going to just. It's audio description today. She's wearing, instead of a flip flop, she's just wearing a nice white sock.
A Nike sock?
A gentleman's Nike sock.
Coming from Pure Ben's gig.
You're coming from Pure Ben's gig. Not that anybody else hasn't. But Shay, you know what I'm about to say? We're saying, no, I'll get in trouble. But I do love the socks. You're my spirit animal. I'm in a nice flip flop. You're in a sock.
If anyone's interested in used dirty socks, hit me up. I will sell them to you.
Yes, this pair will be available when the episode goes out, so do get in touch with us, let me know. And yes, you can buy and hopefully sort this girl out with a new bee outfit.
They'll be in Roxy's Instagram story. She'll pick them up and yeah.
I'll get a wee picture just to add insult to injury for a laugh, for fuck's sake. But Becca, here, you're looking amazing. You're fucking amazing. And I love you to bits. You're great. You're my good friend. Not best, but good. I won't even fucking break it. I love this fucker. She's an absolute cracker. Such a performer. You're amazing.
I love you, babes. You honestly look amazing.
Thank you. Any words of wisdom, anything you want to say for Pride, or anything you want to tell people who are listening?
Get fingered.
Absolutely. I think you're the third person to say that today. And I really love it.
Yeah, everyone, just get fingered.
I think everyone has that sort of advice. Like, get fingered. Fucking right. While we're here, we're going to walk into the room, get everybody to scream. Hold on. Can I get a whole yeah? Thank you, baby.
I love that ho yeah from everyone sitting disheveled in a cabin. It was amazing. Oh, thank you, guys. We're taking a short break once again while I just gather myself. My pussy's fallen out and I have to stuff it back in. We'll see you in just a second. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where this is the Pride episode, where it's all my little candid interviews with all of the girls during the day. Of course, as this episode now gets into its entirety, and you will hear this, the voices start to... as the drinks are kicking in, the wits are going out, and we are having the crack. So, of course, while we were still backstage at Customise Square, I did get the opportunity to have a wee quick chat with the beautiful... Elle Vosk. Here's a few words with myself and Elle.
Once again, we're still backstage. We haven't moved further, but we're here backstage with all the girls having a gig, and I'm joined by Elle Vosk.
Hello!
Oh, Elle, now we are planning a full episode with you on the podcast.
Gorgeous,
but
gorgeous.
At the moment, we're just in a little box pop backstage. How are you doing? Are you alright?
I am absolutely fabulous. This has been the best Pride yet.
You look like a summertime Susie. I absolutely love it. You're gorgeous. This dress, if you're literally listening to this, go and look at pictures of Elle and Megan. Go on to her Facebook right now.
Yes, follow everything.
Follow,
yeah.
Instagram, Facebook.
All the above.
Only Swingers, the whole heap. She's on them all. Go and find her. You're enjoying your day. And where are you at this day? You see, we're here at Custom House. We've just done
Custom House Square Union Street. And oh, yeah. I'm now going to the Foundry with Miss Stacey and Becca Boots.
Ooh, the then, founder to the founder?
Oh, absolutely founder. I wish. I'm fucking roasting.
Tell me about it. It's very warm today, but it's dark. I tell you what, we're happy that it's warm.
But you know what? We saw Julian Simmons, so we're having a gig.
Julian Simmons is on the podcast as well. We got a box pop with Julian.
It's coming
up. It's coming up later in the episode, so if you want to hear Julian, stick around, folks. Elle, any words you'd like to say for Pride? Anything you'd like to give out to the world? Any advice?
I would like to say...
Elle-isms.
Clock that tea.
Oh, there you go, folks. We've put it right here.
That's the phrase of the week, so it is.
Phrase of the week. Clock that tea, bitch. It's all of her new t-shirts available on elbows.com. Thank you, Elle. You're amazing. I love you.
Bye.
Gag, listen to this. It's like a whole group of like answer machine messages you're leaving for people. I'm like, bye, see you later. And then me having to go through them all and listen to them. I also got a chance to bump into the fabulous Lottie Potential, the drag duteur of the fabulous Chrissy Toxicity. She was backstage enjoying a beverage. So I got a little chat. And here's a few words from myself and Lottie as well.
So, folks, I'm joined here by the lovely Lottie Potential.
Hello, hi.
Lottie, before I do anything, I just want to say this outfit today is absolutely...
Thank you.
Royalty.
Thank you.
You're giving royal auntie.
As I should.
You should. Tell us, spill the tea. How's your day going?
Really good. Best Pride ever. It's my first Pride.
This is your first Pride. Yeah. I know. Oh, my God. We've talked about the lovely karma and all the other grounds. First Pride. You're enjoying it. This is one of my 1,000th. I don't even know. 15th. I can't remember. It's one of those days. It just feels like work. It's good fun. I'm loving it. What's made it the day for you?
Just being out with everyone, seeing everyone, my drag family, getting to celebrate, you know.
Me as hell.
My auntie.
My auntie, actually. Are you having a drink?
I am indeed, for once.
Yay! And when are you on tonight?
I'm on at 8:30 in Union Street.
8:30, so by 9:30, she's going to be on the floor. I can't
wait
to see.
Can't wait.
I'll still be there just for that. I love to see my children looking well. We don't do drag kids in the Roxy, but we do have around nieces and nephews.
There we go.
Absolutely. If anybody doesn't know, Lottie is part of the house of Chrissy Toxicity, or whatever you call yourselves.
Big fat bitches.
That's... Oh, I love that. That's called empowerment and gorgeousness. Have you any words of a wisdom or anything you'd like to say out to the world on Pride Day or anything that's in your mind you want to just say?
I'm too fucked for this.
Exactly. That's the best moment we get it. Do we say wear flats and get fingered, or
wear flats, wear a sensible shoe.
Wear a sensible shoe for a long day. Yeah. Absolutely. And I was just trying to get her to say get fingered, because that will be then the fifth person that said that as their advice. And I love it.
Fucking get fingered while you're at it.
There we go. We're going for a hat trick. I love it. Lottie, thank you so much. You've been amazing.
Thank you.
And guys, once again, stick around to the Pod Laundry Room Podcast. Lottie will be on an episode all by herself, because we're going to find out all about this bitch, all about this gentleman, and see what he's been up to.
Sir?
Sir, madam, sir, mademoiselle. Thank you, Lottie. I love you.
Love you too. Bye. Woo.
Also, while I was mooching about backstage with the vodka and Red Bull in hand, I got a chance to chat with the fabulous Cherry Bomb Scare, the militant lesbian that she is. We love her. We think she's fabulous. Here's a few words from Miss Cherry.
I've just been bobbing about.
She has been bobbing about. It's the one and only Cherry Bomb Scare.
Hello.
are you, my love? Are you good?
I'm well. I'm not sober on Silas, though.
Well,
like
you are, you're doing very well. I would never know. You had the most beautiful breasticles on that float today.
Thank you.
Being a lovely drag queen. Is that a breastplate you've got?
It's not. I made
absolutely
them all by myself.
Not. You made them at home all with their own tentacles. How's your day going? Are you enjoying yourself?
It's going lovely. I've had a great day so far.
And it's your first pride?
First pride in drag, yes.
What do you think of the marathon that is pride day?
I'm already ready for a wee nap.
Yep.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Fucking Red Bull here in hand looks like a glass of piss, but it helps. It's from the lovely bartend. Thank God.
I've been on the
focus, 7 up. Girl, what time are you on tonight at?
Half 11.
Are you anything in between?
Nope.
Partying and enjoying yourself?
Getting quite drunk, trying to sober up, probably failing.
But you're going to slay and be sexy, I know you will, because you always slay. You slayed it for Cherry the other night for the lovely ladies of evening.
Yes.
Cherry and Cherry Bones, great, it all just works so well together. Shout out to Elaine.
Woo!
The lovely Elaine. But thank you very much for having a chat with us. And guys, once again, like everyone else we've been talking to today, we will have a Cherry Bones Skirt episode. We're going to find out where the fuck this bitch come from and where she got her titties from. So don't worry, stick around with us here at the Laundry Room Podcast. It's on the way this month. Any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say on Pride Day to everyone?
Have fun, be safe, be a lesbian. If you're not, die.
There you go. I think I'm a way to die then. I'm not a lesbian. Thank you, Cherry. I love you to bits. Cheers, baby. Bye.
And after Cherry, of course, we're still backstage and I had the chance to have a little chat with the one and only Sin. She can also be known as a Call Me Sin or Sinful Wigs. We had a bit of a chat and at the end, I'm laughing because I just says, have a happy, good pride. What the fuck was I chanting? The vodka kicked in. I was loving it. Here's a wee chat with the lovely Sin.
But here we're with
Sorry, let me just interrupt a wee second, but I think by this point I'm like, I'm with somebody, but I'm not too sure who, but hiya. She was so tall and gorgeous. Here she is.
Sin, the one and only Sin, is what the Lord says.
Hi.
How the hell are you, Sin? Are you good?
I am tired. I am sore. I am 6'6", and I'm here to party.
Oh, she's tired. She's sick and just sore. When she's not sick and sore, she's just 6'6".
6'6". I'm a very tall woman today.
Fucking right. We love it. How's your day going? Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm having so much fun. I've had drinks, I've had gigs, and I've had lots of fun, to say the least.
I love it. I love it. We had drinks, we've had gigs, there's more gigs and drinks to come. And I love in this offset outfit today. It's fantastic, guys. You've all probably have seen it already on Facebook by now, but what it's given me is TLC from the 90s. I don't think you got my reference when I shouted it earlier. You're like, what?
I didn't get it, but for anybody listening, I am wearing 7-foot-long braids with a red bodysuit and some black chaps and some red chunky shoes.
She is stunningly fabulous. I feel like an absolute circus midget.
And she looks it, and that's all that matters. She's
and
truthful.
Is it all that matters? You look absolutely fantastic. I will show you the reference I was speaking to you earlier in a wee moment, but it's given me TLC for the 90s, which I love. We used to be up on screen, but now everybody listens to Apple and Spotify.
I'm a YouTube
girlie. I've got the YouTube girlies. So yeah, for the YouTube girlies, we'll put a pop-up on screen and just for this one, because it deserves it. Any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say today for Pride?
Yes. Here's the love. Here's the honour. If you can't come in her, find me and I'll probably let you. And that's the tea.
Absolutely. Here's the love. Here's the honour. And if you love her, come on her.
Absolutely.
Call me Sin. Thank you, my love. Have a happy, great Pride.
Happy Pride.
Bye.
So, at this point of my day, I have decided once I was done, I needed to head home to fix myself up, get something to eat, basically just reset, restart, and re-go as I was on stage at Union Street at 6:30. So, at this point, it was around 5 o'clock, so I think I had time to head home, get myself sorted, and then come back and get ready. It's kind of one of those long days you have to, because my feet were fucked. And I was absolutely starving and my tights were like cutting me in half, literally like medieval torture devices. They were just starting to like cut my body in two, to the point where I was like, right, nah, I can actually feel my intestines screaming for life. So I headed home, I got myself sorted, and then I came back down to Union Street, where I caught up with some more fabulous queens. So here's a couple more chats, of course, from the lovely ladies. Here's our first one.
Here we are. So we're backstage in Union Street. We're back here, as always, now in the podcast. As always, sorry, as you're following me along the day by listening to this 3 days later, we're in Union Street now at the moment. And I'm now joined by Azzurro Pendergast.
Hello.
Why did I say that? Like the vampire?
I don't know. Like
Azzurro Pendergast.
I will suck your blood.
I was actually thinking, I was in the cabaret, like it's German, you know, like a cabaret, like I want to come and suck Your Blood. That's
I sang a cabaret song tonight.
You did. You were saying.
I did. Don't know how I felt about it.
Back Zero makes the world go around the world. Go around the world. Oh, ah! There you are. How's your day been? You good?
Yeah, my day's been gorgeous.
Johnny, you're looking absolutely slim as fuck.
Not as gorgeous as yourself, please.
Oh, fuck me, I'm drippering. I am like a curtain.
You're the Emerald City reincarnated as a person. No, you can take that now. Like, it is Emerald City.
I'm taking that. And
she's about to get the train.
The Emerald City, bastard.
Obviously the Wizard of the Night.
So yeah, you've just finished a set in the bar.
Just finished my set, gorgeous.
And you did 20 minutes. Food salt. Now, we all had 20 minutes. I took a break. I had to change costume and, you know, wipe my fanny off and all how it is in the dampness. But she just straight through. Perfection. How'd that go?
It was too much. I peaked, I think, about 17 minutes. So I was like, no, I'm feeling out a bit here. But it was good. It was fun. I kind of carried through. I did take a 3-minute stop on the stage and just drink my drink.
I was legging it through the bar and I heard her doing cabaret and went, is that her or is that the track?
Is that a woman or is that a man?
That was a woman.
How's your pride been?
My pride has been absolutely fantastic. I had a great day chatting with everybody in this little... little cozy voice noted podcast. So everybody's like, do I have to be on camera? I was like, no, it's just
voice. No, it's just our voice.
We've reached that point in the day when everybody's makeup's half off and it's like biscuit hairlines. I'm like, don't worry, I'm not going to get I must say right now, there is no biscuit right here with this bitch. And
it's a bit of a
dry eyebrows. Your eyebrows are amazing. She's half her own eyebrows and half her. Oh my.
One's on a slant and one's on like a weird curve. They can never match.
They're gorgeous. Have you any advice you'd like to give out on this Pride Day to anyone listening from the Pendergast, what can you say?
Oh, advice.
Anything at all. What do you think?
What about like Pride Day?
Any general advice in the world you want to give to people? Just literally, what's from the Book of Azura, what do you want to say to the world?
General advice, I don't know, like spit and swallow.
Perfect.
If you're out on Pride, be gay, be queer, be proud. I think Pride is kind of the best day of the year, and I was really anxious about it myself this year because
I woke up.
I don't know, like my social anxiety, it kicks in so bad. Like I almost wasn't going to do it.
And would you believe, as drag queens who are in public, we do actually have social anxiety?
No, I know. Isn't it the worst? Like literally, like we are the epitome of like.
Out there.
Satire and fun.
Out there, but there's times you're like, I need to hide away for a while.
I shit myself every time, all the time.
I can smell it. But I 100% agree with you. It's just one of those
moments. I think like doing it this year was probably the first year that I've actually
enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, like, and not felt this weird angst about it, like where I've had to drink to get comfortable and things.
To get comfortable.
I've actually enjoyed my day throughout it. And I feel like Pride in Belfast is changing, and I think it's changing from all of us, and we should all just enjoy and relax and queer and happy. Like, this is our one day to be ourselves. Day should be ourselves.
Well, exactly, but today is the day we're
today is the day where it's
today is the
out.
Gay 12th. Fuck
it's the gay 12th.
Tell us more.
Gay Christmas night.
And you can probably hear in the background Beyonce Break My Soul has just come on, that perfect moment for you.
Like, I know, whenever you edit this, the amount of songs just in the background, it's just going to bounce the whole gay.
Oh, God, we got a whole fucking thing short of. But there you are, as Azura says, be yourself, be you, and get fingered. Actually, no, you didn't, but somebody else did say that. There's been about six earlier. People today. I've said get fingered, so I think it's all going to roll together into a running theme. Azura, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Folks, don't forget, also, we will have Azura coming up very shortly in her own singular episode. We're going to talk all about her secrets, her lies, and her dark secret past of being a lady in Amsterdam working a window. Meow. That's her being a cat as well in her old days.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
But listen, have a good night. Thank you for interviewing me and get fingered.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
And that was the fabulous Azura Pendergast. She is part of the Drags to Riches team. And she is, of course, a fellow Newton Abbey girl. We spent the night having absolute cracking gigs. And then find out that we would go to the same doctor. I was like, ring him up and tell him he's a her. Oh, she's a gag. She's fabulous. Then, of course, I had a great chat with the lovely Valor Grimm as well. She was just coming in from her number. And I just thought, let's catch the bitch and see what's going on. Here's a couple of words from the lovely Valor Grimm as well. I think she was awful wrecked. God love her.
So, I'm in the dressing area, being sexy and slutty and gorgeous. Oh my God, there's a bat over there. ADHD. And I'm now joined by Valor Grimm.
Valor Treadman.
Valor Quim. Oh, she's a lady. How's your day going?
Yeah, fucking good. I'm
always really. What's there? We're trying to see. Oh, fuck. Have you had a good day?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm ready to go home and get out of drag.
Yeah, let's get them tights off and put them in the fire.
No, I'm going to sniff them later.
Oh, get them sold. That's the way you do it. Get them, make that money, honey.
Etsy.
If anybody's listening with love and our Valor Quinn tight, let us know.
I'll wrap them in a wee bow.
She'll wrap them up. She'll put them in a sandwich bag and send them straight out to you, fresh as a daisy. Who was your outfit? Who was your outfit? What are you wearing?
Who dressed me? It was Sophia dressed me today. I was a slutty wee dragon.
You did look like, I seen the tail and I was like, please don't sit down, you're going to literally have sexual assault.
That was the point.
That was, and I love that. That's amazing. Have you any words of wisdom you'd like to give out this bride?
No.
Not a one. Oh, we did. A lot of people have said get fingered. I think, would you like to say get fingered?
No, the only finger I've taken is a key up the nose.
Fantastic that you are, folks. She loves a little bit of self-raising flour in the evening just to keep her raised and keep herself self. Thanks, Feller.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, love.
And that was the fabulous Miss Feller Grimm. She's also got a lovely regular with me on Saturdays in Union Street Bar, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Come on down. Speaking of regulars and speaking of Feller, this is Feller's lovely bitch from Boots coming up next. She is a rather quite new queen to the scene, but she's doing absolutely amazingly. Of course, she is a regular with me as well on a Saturday. 8 to 10 Union Street Bar, you know, just mentioned in the show, come down and see it all. This is, of course, the lovely Miss Paradox. I had a chance to sit down and see her as well and have a little chat before we all got absolutely steaming. Here's a few words from the lovely Paradox.
Right, folks, how are you?
Oh my goodness, hello, sir, madam, mademoiselle.
Hey, Roxanne.
Where was that American Girl murder?
I don't know, Hank's fell down the toilet.
Oh my god, you're amazing, I love her. How was your good Pride Day? You enjoying yourself?
It was amazing.
Is this your first Pride?
Very first Pride.
Oh, she's a lady, you know.
The float was incredible.
We were like a Coke float, remember? We were great. Not cocaine float, like a Coke float, like ice cream and a wee glass of Coke. It was great.
A wee fizzy. It was gorgeous.
You're looking fantastic today, you're absolutely gorgeous. So glamorous.
Thank you so much.
Have you changed from the parade?
No, I just ripped off my wee skirt.
Oh, I see. She had a sexy skirt on. Yeah, have you seen her on the street today? She's stunning.
Oh, thanks, Rat.
Any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say to people who are listening for Pride?
Happy Pride, Belfast. And I hope everyone gets fingered.
Yes. Once again, as everyone says, get fingered. And if you want to see Paradox, she'll be available in Boots during the week for all of your needs. But just try and spot her. That's my question.
And no one asks her fucking samples. I've had enough.
No samples, but try and find her at Durian's Big Egg. I will see you soon. Thanks,
Thank you, Roxy. Bye, babe.
And that was the lovely Miss Paradox. And I did say there, you go into Boots in the city centre and see if you can try and spot her and spot Miss Fowler as well. Literally, you will win a prize. It will be a trip to Bundoran with no accommodation nor travel expenses. You'll have to pay for it all yourself. Food and accommodation, of course, down to you as well. But it will be a great prize you'll win. Also backstage, I had a wee chance to chat with our stage manager and, of course, a quiz master of a Wednesday night in Union Street Bar, the fabulous Sean. He was, of course, helping us get ready, make sure we're on stage and liaise between the DJs and doing basically everything for us. He is a fucking legend. He just knows exactly what we need when we need it, and a good slap to the back of the head sometimes when we require it as well. Here's a few words we got with Sean.
Yes. Guys, I'm joined backstage here by the one and only Sean McKee, our backstage legend.
Hello, pets.
Oh my god, Gig. Sean is an EastEnders aficionado. We have to get together and talk about EastEnders, Sean.
Absolutely, it'll be my mastermind subject.
Like, Denise's wig is one of my biggest talks in life. Like, why the fuck is that ugly? Like, seriously. How's your Pride Day video enjoying it?
Good, busy, intense.
Anyways, I know Sean is backstage putting us all together, making sure that we're on time, ready to go, and he's always used to be there. Cabaret, I love your amazing. Any words of advice, any wisdom you'd like to give out to the world? It doesn't have to do with Pride, it's any wisdom.
Show up on time.
There you go. Show up on time.
For today.
And get fingered as well.
I get fingered, absolutely.
You'll get over Sean. Thanks, Sean.
The next person, of course, I got a quick chance to catch up with was with Miss Wicked White. We were in between Union Street and the Kremlin in our little way to get to the dressing room, so the noise is a little bit mental, but you can still hear the crap we're talking. You can certainly hear that the TARDIS is kicking into me, and the Red Bull is also giving me the pure buzz, so my mouth's moving at 1,000 miles an hour, but the tiredness is just keeping me sort of slumped against the wall. It's lovely. So here's a few words from Wicked White.
We're here with Wicked White.
Oh,
the double is the www.wickedwhite.co.uk for a slash.
It's like WWE without the muscle.
Yes, because she's not a bit of muscle. You're like anemic.
Yeah,
you're
anorexia.
Her skin is that white. She's anemic, for God's sake. How's your Pride Day been? Have you had a good day?
Absolutely fucking fabulous.
You're giving
us always
Wicked White in her
Green goddess.
Green goddess.
Toxic.
I thought I was a green goddess. Yeah. I'm green, but you're a toxic witch.
You're like green goddess. I'm like toxic cunt.
No, but I love it. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's rhinestone, believe. Who put it together for you?
It was Eamon McGill, Drag Room.
Shout out to the Drag Room. The one and only costume girl.
He is an angel. He's actually dressing me for something really exciting coming up.
It's our funeral.
It actually is. I'm passing away, girls.
And any words of wisdom you'd like to give it, it doesn't mind about pride. Any words of wisdom you'd just like to give it to anybody that's listening and words you just want to say, just something that you want to give it to the world, or anything you just want to pass on. What do you think?
Just be nice to everybody. Do you know what? Everyone's a cunt in the world. I'm a bit of a cunt. People have an ego and be a cunt.
Yep,
but like at the end of the day, everyone's a person. Just be happy and joyous and love everybody. Love is love.
As Emily says, smile with your families and I'll be alright.
Smile with your families, Bob.
So fucking lately. And of course, Wicked White.
Yeah. Oh, bye, babes.
Say pure just wow. Good times, good day. It was a fabulous day. And of course, ending the day and ending the chats, of course, was with my absolute drag sister and the most fabulous girl. It is the wonderful Miss Paige, the one and only Sapphire Spark. She is our trans goddess in Union Street Bar. So I had a get a wee chat with her, of course, and here is a little something from Miss Sapphire.
Guys, I'm joined by the one and only Sapphire Sparks.
Hello, beautiful people.
Oh my God, Sapphire, my lady, my woman, my thing.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you doing? All right?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, gorgeous?
Smashing. I'm wet, I'm warm, I'm sexy. But oh, hey, what? It's Pride. We're feeling
Pride.
Great.
Yes.
How is your second Belfast Pride going?
Yes, it went absolutely fabulous. The crowd was great. The numbers were great and all. And it was great to be around with all the girls and just celebrating being Pride.
And more importantly, what is it like to do Pride as the true woman that you are?
Doing Pride as a proud trans drag queen is one of the best things in my entire life. I get to be who I am and people love it. And like, you know what? Life's too short. And know what? Love is love. And trans rights.
Agree. Love is love. And you look phenomenal. I absolutely love you with all my heart. You're gorgeous. Sapphire, as you know, is always with me at all my shows and everywhere I go, because she just helps me set my things up, which is my thing, and I love her to
bits. Matron all the way.
Matron, that's our nickname for Sapphire. If you see her about, come up there and say Matron, you will know that you've been listening to the podcast. Don't say Matron to the woman herself.
I miss Matron.
Have you any words of advice you'd like to give out to the world? Just not to be about Pride Day, just generally any words of advice you'd like to say to people who are listening to this and thinking,
just enjoy life as it is, you know what I mean? Don't let anyone stop you to be who you are, and just love yourself.
Love yourself. That's exactly it. Sapphire, thank you for having me.
Thank
with
so
me
much.
Today. You're a lovely.
Love you, babes.
And tell us, how many taxi drivers have you fingered today?
I've lost count already.
Just lost count already. There's more to come, but don't worry. Stick around for
plenty
the
of coming.
Stick around for the Sapphires Alone episode where you'll find out all of the, seriously, how many much tea can we spill?
A lot of tea. It's about to leakage everywhere.
The tea equals taxi drivers.
Yes.
Correct?
I feel you on a cab all the way.
Oh, seriously, listen in for this episode. It's coming during August. Don't hang about. You will literally be love it. Sapphire, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me with me on this day. I love you, babe.
I think by definitely by this time of the night, the Jägermeister shots have kicked in, the vodka and orange have been going, the lovely wavy ice cocktails are certainly flowing through the body, and this morning's vodka and orange that I had at the very start of the day has definitely done its work. I was done. What a fantastic day Belfast Pride 2024 was. It was such a great day. It's amazing to see so many people out supporting us and being there. And of course, it was so good to have my family at the start of the parade. Well, it was absolutely wonderful. Guys, I hope yourselves had a great Pride Day, whatever you got up to. Let me know in the comments or give us a wee shout on social media. We'll give you a shout out in the next couple of episodes coming up. We have absolutely, I always say we when I actually mean me, but I don't know why I say that. We, it's like, yeah, I'm a whole production company when this is actually just a man sitting right now in a pair of shorts and a bra in his back room. It's not a bra, it's a vest, actually. But yeah, I have loads of episodes planned here with loads of fabulous girls, as you've heard through the episode. So stick around with us. If you have not subscribed, subscribe whenever you're listening to on Apple, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course over on YouTube if you are listening there. Give me a subscribe, give me a follow, give me a shout. And if you would love a wee shout out on the podcast, of course, give us a shout on Instagram as well. Roxy Tumbledryer on all social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. This has been the Pride episode, Belfast 2024. It's amazing. Thank you for listening once again. And just to end the podcast, I'd like to say thank you for listening once again. See you all in the next one. Bye-bye.